Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host of Fire on the Earth, and here again today with Sister Sarah Burdick on July 4th, Independence Day.
Hey.
Friends, I hope you got big plans for today and a nice big cookout and get some sparklers and some bottle rockets and things like that to have fun and celebrate the country's independence and pray for the country. We need to pray for our country and countries around the world. The world's shaking.
Absolutely.
You know, the human condition is really shocking. But anyway, happy Independence Day. Anybody from the United States who's listening? And welcome, Sister Sarah.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes.
This is fun.
If you're just tuning in for the first time, Sister Sarah is the superior of the Servants of God's Love, a religious order here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I've known Sister for many years. She's been a guest all week. So if today's the first day that you're tuning in, you can also access the rest of the programs, the previous programs, on our website at renewalministries.net or avemariaradio.net. And finally, just want to mention to you, at the end of the program, I'm offering a free booklet, Does God Judge? We hear a lot today, a lot of ideas people have about God and what God's judgment means, and I help people understand the importance of it. The Isaiah the prophet says, when God's judgments are in the land, men learn righteousness. God's judgments are good, because God is good.
God is good.
And he will help us understand how the good God exercises his judgment. And that little booklet is free for the asking. So, Sister,
yes.
We were talking a little bit off the air, and one of the things that's been on your heart a little bit is just to talk about God's will.
Yeah.
And we want to live in a way that we're aligned with God's will and purpose for our lives, but so many things happen in life.
Yeah.
They say, how could this possibly be God's will? Mm-hmm. You know, and if it is, what kind of God is he anyway? Mm-hmm. Difficult things like that. So what's
Absolutely.
On your mind and heart?
Well, yeah, I've been pondering this for a while because you're right. Things will happen that maybe you don't expect, or you know, if there's a tragedy or a sudden death or whatever it might be, I think an important question to ask the Lord isn't why. Why this, why that? But the question should be what? Hmm. God, what do you want to do, or what are you doing in this particular situation? And it comes down to trust as well. Like, Lord, do I really trust you? You are a good God. You know, as you were just saying, Peter, God, you are good, and all your deeds are good. All your words are faithful. All your deeds are good. And holding on to that and saying, I'm going to trust you, Lord. Do I ever in my own life want to ask that question? Why? Why? Absolutely. You know, but I have to go back to, okay, Lord, it's got to be your will, your way. Not my way. Not my will be done, but your will be done in my life. You know, it's interesting. I can't go through the whole situation, but just recently I just felt like, you know, I was on a personal retreat, and I just felt like the Lord just really clearly said, you know, you've given me everything but your curiosity. And again, I can't go into all the details of that, but it's like, surrender your curiosity. And I guess you could connect that with the question, why? I didn't expect that, you know. And so I'm like, Okay, Lord, I surrender. But of course, you have to surrender the next day or maybe the next moment and just to say, I don't know what you're doing, Lord, but I trust you. You know, I trust you. There's a beautiful quote by Anonymous. Have you ever heard of Anonymous? Very famous. That's a joke, Peter. You don't know any. Anyway, but the quote goes something like this. When your ways are beyond understanding, I will adore you in silent trust. When your ways are beyond understanding, I will adore you in silent trust. And there it is again. It's that absolute surrender, giving him everything. Mm-hmm. And is that hard at times? You bet. It can be very difficult, but our emotions want to kind of go all over the place and be inflamed. And it's like, I'm angry. Whatever. Oh, and by the way, I tell people when they're angry, maybe because they've lost a loved one and they're angry with God, I say, God can handle your anger. Really, it's okay. Go ahead, vent, get angry. You can't handle your own anger, but God can handle it and work it through. Just work it through. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, I'm highly recommending this book. Peter, you haven't read it, you have to read it. He Leadeth Me by Walter Chizik. And Walter Chizik was a Jesuit. He studied in Rome, and his dream was to go to Russia. He wanted to serve in Russia. At the time, the bishops were asking for volunteers, so he volunteered. I'll go to Russia. Well, he ended up in Poland, okay? He was at a small parish in Poland. Then he had an opportunity to go to Russia, but he was really struggling. Like, but wait, okay, I want to go to Russia. No, I can't leave this parish, etc. He was really working hard on, okay, all right, I'm going to go. It was very hard for the people in the parish. But what happened to him, Peter, when he went to Russia, he had these big dreams of, I'm going to evangelize people. They're going to be so happy. There's a priest among them. They're going to be accepting and hungry for the Lord. They didn't want to have anything to do with him, right? He ends up getting arrested. He's in the gulag for over 20-some years in solitary confinement. He's tortured. He even said, yeah, he was tortured and interrogated, but it was better than being in solitary confinement for so many years. But what happened with Walter Chizik, Father Walter Chizik, is he came to a point where he realized he was holding on to his own will. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to beat the communists because I'm a strong priest. And they totally were able to break him. He signed papers that said, yes, I am a Vatican spy. Yes, yes, yes. And he was so ashamed of himself after that. And that's when he fully surrendered to God. He's like, you know what? I can't do this on my own strength. Lord, I fully surrender. I give you all that I am. So see, now you have to read the book, He Leadeth Me.
It sounds really good, and I've heard of it for years. That's one I need to get on my list.
Yeah, excellent, excellent book. But again, you know, going back to, I think it's simple, but we make it complicated. What is God's will? What is God's will? God's will is what's happening right now. This is God's will, right? This is God's will for my life. And let me tell you a little story. This just happened a couple weeks ago, actually. My nephew, George, was getting married in Chicago, and I couldn't wait to go. I was going to drive with my sister and brother-in-law. I'm so excited we're going to go. I've been waiting for this. So I woke up in the morning, and I felt horrible. I mean, I don't know if it was vertigo. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't even hardly stand up straight. And no, I had not been drinking. Okay? Okay. Anyway, but I felt so sick. And I called my sister and I said, I'm so sorry, I can't do this. I can't make it. And she was like, oh, okay. She said, you're really tough. You must be really sick. I'm like, oh. I sent my sister and brother-in-law on ahead, just go without me, you know. And I thought, I'm just going to lie down for a little bit. So I couldn't fall asleep. I just laid down, you know, like an hour later. I'm like, my gosh, I feel better. Oh, by the way, I asked the sisters to pray with me. I said, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. So after like an hour, and my sister and brother-in-law were gone, right? I felt so much better, and I thought, I gotta go. I gotta go. And one of the sisters in my order graciously said to me, I will drive you to Chicago. And she did. It was so awesome.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So, but here's the deal. Why did that happen? Well, I think God gave me an opportunity to evangelize my family. Families are the hardest to evangelize, right? So I couldn't keep my mouth shut, Peter. I said, hey, because my sister's like, I can't believe you're here. And I said, George, I was so sick. I asked the sisters to pray with me. Look at me. It's a miracle. I was telling everybody, right?
That's great.
God hears your prayers. So he used that. I know. He uses everything.
Yeah. It's interesting, the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
Yep. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The petitions there, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer that Jesus himself gave us.
Yeah.
He wants us to understand everything begins with the Father.
Amen.
And he's our Father. And yeah. He's a trusting Father. He's a loving Father and getting to know the Father. You know? Mm-hmm. And to hallow his name, to honor his name, to set aside his name, to live in a way that honors the name of the Father.
Yeah.
And then what does Jesus want us to pray for? I mean, we're so much aware of all the things on our list that we're praying for, you know,
right.
Sick people, friends, kids getting married, kids in school, needing money, all the practicals, stop the wars here, you know, the suffering
yes.
here and there.
Yeah.
And we need to pray for all that stuff. Sick people, it matters.
Yes.
And the Lord wants us to do that.
Amen.
But what he doesn't want us to forget is what he told us. And he taught us through the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
Begin with these petitions.
You know,
begin with this understanding.
Amen.
The kingdom has come. I brought the kingdom. Live in the kingdom of the Father. Pray for the kingdom to come into your life. And then at the heart of that is to pray like I prayed, Jesus. Like I prayed.
Yeah.
The will of the Father Every day is Amen. The biggest thing. And then trusting Amen. That will, trusting that he's hearing your prayer.
Exactly.
And it can be really yeah. hard as Americans and other people say, wait a minute, I got cancer, or, you know, a child of mine is sick, or bad things have happened.
Lost my job, yeah.
Yeah, or difficult things. And we forget that we live in a fallen world.
Yeah.
And that the biggest, the most important thing in this fallen world that wants to live as if God doesn't even exist and yes. God's not real
yeah.
is to be able to, is to say, no, the center of the whole meaning of life on earth. And the most important thing, the most valuable thing is not that all of my dreams happen
no.
and I make a lot of money. I get a lot, I have a lot of comfort, success. My kids are amazing and everything's working right and no bad stuff happens. We have to remember we're in a fallen world.
Yeah.
And we're in a spiritual battle in a fallen world.
Mm-hmm.
And also that this life is short, but the key is get your eyes on the thing that matters most, Jesus says.
Amen.
Stay in the will of God,
Amen.
No matter what the circumstances, because it could be really bad. Look at me on the cross, Jesus said. You know that,
which looks like a total failure, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I was just thinking that when we pray, well, I was thinking about a passage from Vatican II. When we live a life of holiness, okay, which what does that mean? You know, Mother Teresa says, to live a life of holiness is to be preoccupied with pleasing Jesus. So when we live a life of holiness, it's not like you walk around smelling like incense or something like that, right? But when we live a life of holiness, we make life more human because we're becoming less human, really,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And speaking of Mother Teresa, I think when studies came out after she passed about
yeah.
what her life was like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, I was stunned.
50 years
of darkness.
First of all,
you know, we saw her and Debbie had a really beautiful
oh,
moment
right.
with her in
yes.
Germany. And she's just radiant. She
yeah.
just had a most beautiful mm-hmm. smile on that face that had so many wrinkles.
Right, right.
And all that. And
yeah.
you knew she had your butt
yeah.
for, was it 30, 40 years, as you're saying? She
50,
had
50 years.
50 years
yeah.
of like no affective experience
yeah.
of God is
yeah.
what it sounds like, right?
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
people called it the dark night, or,
right.
the, or that she was in there for, and when it was very unique, and it was
yeah.
part of God's plan for her and all the rest of this, but it was extremely challenging.
Yeah.
And
you wouldn't have known it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, she continued to do God's will and embraced it, didn't just accept it, but yeah, read the book, Come Be My Light, because it was when she discovered that this is the darkness that the poorest of the poor experience, then she said, okay. She surrendered, then I will, Lord, I will be your light.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, it's like the Lord, it went from the Lord speaking to her so clearly when she's on that train to Darjeeling, the call within the call, you know, and it was like, I want missionaries of charity in Calcutta, right, all of that. And then it was like the lights went out. Where did you go?
And it's so easy, I mean, for decades. And here she's, yeah. you know, she could have a moment like as a religious, says, wait a minute, I've given everything to you. I'm the bride, you're the bridegroom. Like, I thought there was going to be so much more, like,
yeah.
just affective joy and tremendous this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
Where are you? Am I getting gypped here? You know, that's just a
sure.
natural human
yeah.
concern. And she knows, no, I know this. I'm in his hands.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's permitting this to happen. And it's for my good. And I often think of Job, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Though he slay me, I still hope in him.
That's right.
You know
right.
what he said about all the terrible things that he went through. But
yeah.
anyway, Sister Sarah, program went so fast again today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah, thanks
we'll
for being
here. We'll have to get you
on
my program.
Yeah, I'd
we'll
love to do
back.
It. Love
yeah.
to do it. Yeah, dude, it's thanks for the amazing yes that you've given to the Lord and allowing
Glory
the Lord to work in your life in such a way. And brothers and sisters, let's together, no matter what we're facing, what challenge, just continue to say a wholehearted yes to Jesus and accept the Father's will. God bless. Bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.